MMA Legal, Matthew speaking. How can I help?
It's James again, that's the way. If you'd like to have a look on Lisa for me, please.
What's the Lisa's surname? Sorry.
H-U-G-H, yes.
Is this the new one? March 26th,
correct.
Yes. Oh, the rest is okay, yes, fine, yeah. Is she on the line, or?
She is on the line, yes.
Fab, that's perfect. Thanks, James.
Brilliant, cheers, definitely, bye.
Thanks, see you, bye. Hi, is that Lisa?
Hi,
Lisa, it's Natalie at MMA Legal. James has just put you through to me. Just in terms of data compliance, can you just confirm your date of birth and your address for me, please?
17 for Bangley, 1980, and 2 Wednesday Road, Penley, Glasgow.
Lovely, that's great, thank you. So I just need to make you aware, there's any safeguarding during this call, I will need to make a referral to the local authority. I would discuss that with you in the first occasion to explain, and also that all calls are recorded, for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. So it's just to gather a bit more information about the impact of your time and care for your application for Scottish Redress. What age would you go into care, Lisa?
11.
Age 11. And do you remember what local authority that was under?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, what would be the staff crowd? Would it be Glasgow? What was it?
Glasgow, yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And were you known by any other names or nicknames?
Yeah, I've got an adopted name. My surname then was Percy.
So is it Lisa Percy?
Yeah, at the time when I was in care.
Yeah, okay. And that's at CY or CIE?
CY.
Okay. Any nicknames at all?
No.
Okay. And what care settings we've got down are Glen Rosa, I can't say the next one, Craig...
The other one is Cabros. I can't remember the name, it was in Helensburgh, I just said Helensburgh to the guy, but the actual name is Cargos.
Kirkross.
Cargos, but yeah, I'm going to see if I can...
Can you spell that one for me?
I need to say it.
So it's not Helensburgh?
No, it's C-A-R, yes, it's in Helensburgh, but the name of the children's home was called Cargos. C-A-R.
Is it D-O-S-S-E?
D-O. D-R-O-S-S. Cabros.
And that's children's home, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
And then we've got Good Shepherd Centre.
Yeah.
And I say Glen Rosa.
Glen Rosa.
Yeah, and that's the only... Three different names. Yeah. We've got.
So was that Cabros is a children's secure unit.
Okay. Is there any other settings that you stayed in?
It was called Craig Du.
Is it GU?
Yeah. Craig Du.
And where was that?
That was a Pollock Shield.
And was that a care home or secure unit or...?
No, it was just a care home.
Care home. Okay. IE, not EI. Okay, any other settings?
That was all.
Yeah. Okay. And when you was at the settings, did you attend a different school or did they have a school on site?
The school on site was with Cardos and the Good Shepherd.
Okay, and did you attend any other schools during that time?
No, I tutored a lot back then, so I had to go to mainstream school when I was in Glen Rosa.
Can you remember the name of that one?
The school?
Yeah, that you went to.
Yeah, it was Penway High School.
And where was that, sorry?
Penway. That was in Glasgow. That's no longer there anymore.
That's all right. We can go to archive files. Okay. Who is your registered GP in practice?
Cadwal Medical Centre.
Oh,
at that time, no, it was Follow.
No, I mean now.
Oh, now, Cadwal Medical Centre.
Is that in Glasgow as well?
Yeah.
Have you got any other professionals supporting you at the moment?
No, just my doctor.
Okay. And do you have any mental health diagnoses?
Yeah.
And what are those?
Depression and borderline personality. As they call it, but it's just a thing.
And do you have anxiety as well?
Yeah, it's been ongoing as far as I can remember.
Yeah. Have you ever done any self-harm?
I've had suicide attempts in the past where I then was taken into Elevendale hospital to get help and recover.
So, self-harm is different to thoughts of ending life and attempts of ending life. When I talk about self-harm, I'm talking about do you cut yourself or have you cut yourself or burn yourself or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So, you mentioned that you've made attempts to end your life. How many times has that happened?
In the past? Oh, God, I've lost count quite a few times actually, but it was more in the past, in my younger years.
Yeah,
and
okay.
In my 20s.
Yeah, so can you give me a ballpark figure of what you think it's around, how many times?
Maybe five times, maybe, I don't know.
And were they by overdose medication?
Yeah.
Is that all of them?
Yeah.
And, what ages was that between?
God, I was just young, so teenage years really, and then the other one I remember, I think it was my late 20s.
So when you say teenage years, are we talking about 13?
Yeah, 13, 16, 18, maybe 20 odd. So quite a few things, just because that's a long time ago, so I don't really.
Yeah, it's just so we can gather the right evidence and obviously make sure that it's put into your claim. So when was the last one? How old were you? About 21, did you say?
So I would have been probably 27 or 28. I'm not 100%.
Okay. So other than those five attempts that you've mentioned, is there any other occasions that you've attempted to end your life?
No.
Have you got any thoughts of ending life? What age did that start?
Oh, God. I don't know. That really goes back quite a number of years, to be fair. Mm-hmm. We're really into childhood, so a long time ago.
Yeah. What age do you think?
Probably between 9 and 10.
Yeah. And do you still get that now?
Yes, I do. Actually, I was controlled. There's nothing major. I didn't do anything to myself, but right, the thoughts are always there, but it just never leaves you.
Yeah, okay. And you're under your GP for your mental health?
Yes.
Okay. And you know where to access support if you need that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know about options, if you tell 111 option 2, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you ever received any counselling?
Yes.
And what was that for?
Just my mental health, just everything I was going through. I had that for 2 years.
Was it counselling?
Counselling. And I had a psychiatrist.
So you were under the mental health team, are you?
Yeah.
And when was that? Can you remember?
God, 2007.
Yeah.
2006, 2007.
Yeah. And you're not under them at the moment?
I've still got psychiatry, but I don't really speak with psychiatry, just speak with my doctor.
So you're an outpatient with the mental health team?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite one of those things. It's not when you have your own children, it's when you watch your own children grow up and then just something happens to you. You know, like if you've been through stuff in your life back before that age.
Yeah. Sometimes you sort of realise it later, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And do you have any other do you have any physical health?
No, I'm also lethargic right now, like I have been for fairly long. I go and work and I work myself to the bone, so I just think now, like I burnt myself out a wee bit and I've now went back on the stick again and the doctor recommended that I don't work right now because my head's not in the right space.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's just through constant abuse all the time, to be fair with you.
Okay. When you was in care, did you attend hospital as a child?
No, don't think so.
And have you ever been arrested?
Probably like one of the names or for that when I was a child from the care setting.
Yeah, okay, from care setting. Can you remember the ages that would have been around?
God, starting from 11, really, up until 16.
Age 11 to 16 years old. Anything else? Have you got any convictions or other arrests?
No.
Any issues with drugs or alcohol?
No, I had issues with alcohol in the van.
And what about drugs?
No.
Okay, and what age did you start drinking alcohol?
I probably started drinking alcohol to my early 30s, actually.
So early 30s, yeah?
No, that's late 20s, if I think of it, it was about 28.
Okay. And did it become an issue for you?
No.
Okay. Did you receive support for that?
Yes.
And who did you go to for that?
Doctors and social work at the time.
Did you go to any reduction services?
No, I didn't engage.
So the social workers, were they from Glasgow City Council, adult social care?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What age did you leave care, Lisa?
16.
Okay. And did they offer you any support after 16?
They got me a house. Put my son's shit, and then that was what I had them again after that.
Okay. And with our company, would you prefer to have a male or a female advisor?
I'm not asked, to be honest.
Okay. And do you provide us with consent to get copies of your records from all the companies that you advise to us?
Yes.
And would you like to see a copy of your care records?
Yes, I would actually.
Okay. So what happens now, it's going to take around 10 months for the process you're trying. I'll be your main point of contact until the end of the process, so please save this number into your phone. If you've got any questions or anything, give me a call. What we're going to do now is gather all that information, put that all together, and then we'll come back to you, have a discussion and clarify it with you before we then put it together for the panel, for Scottish Reader. Mm-hmm. The panel is a closed door panel, okay? So you don't need to attend it, but you will be told what date that's going to be held. So as part of our compliance, you probably already have been told these options, but I just need to make sure that you're clear so you know what options you have for Scottish redress. Your first one is obviously you can do this independently and research your own evidence. You're able to have a different solicitor from England and Scotland who accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf from Scottish redress. They receive that fee whether you win or lose, or they know ourselves, NMA Legal, and we've opted out of that fee from Scottish Redress, and we only take 20% tax fee from your case if you win. If you lose, we charge no fee, okay? So it means that we're completely independent and we're acting for you. Are you happy to continue with NMA Legal?
Yeah.
And you're also entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days, or would you like to proceed immediately?
I'm just interested to see what's going to happen with us immediately.
So proceed immediately, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's everything that I need for today. Is there any questions from yourself?
No, I'm just confounded to be fair, because I never thought that I could really do anything about everything that went on in the care sector.
Well, I think they've acknowledged that there were some wrongdoings already by actually opening this process. So now it's a case of just getting the information and putting it to them. So we'll do our best. I think there's a lot of things that haven't been disclosed. So maybe this will lead into maybe a public inquiry at some point. We don't know, do we, what will happen?
No, exactly. True.
So what we'll do, get that claim sorted and get started for you. And as soon as I've got any information, I'll be back in touch. So
what's your name? Natalie.
And you look after yourself, Lisa. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.